We have a special guest with us today. Padres hidden coach Matt Stairs in the building. Matt, how you doing, brother?
Not too bad, but listen, before we start, how come I'm sitting in this ugly office looking at these white walls when I could be up there with you guys looking at the beautiful scenery?
Come on up. Come on.
We'd love to have you.
Yeah, come on up.
You had to say, come on up. If you'd like the price is right, come on down. I'd say, come on up.
So, Matt, you guys just took 3 of 4 from the Giants. Yep. After kind of laying an egg that first game, you guys swung the bats pretty good the last three games. How has this ball club taken to your philosophy of hitting?
I think we've all jumped aboard with being a stubborn hitter and trying to work walks and, work the count. And some days, I think the pitcher dictates what's going to happen. You know, Houston, we went in to face three really, really good pitchers in Houston. You know, I thought we battled. We had a good series in Colorado, and then, you know, the first game, you say we laid the egg. That's going to happen. It's baseball. But I think the last 3 days, I think that the mindset of having a good little powwow after that first game, getting back in the team concept of team win, team at bats, and I thought that's what you saw the last three games against the Giants.
Matt, talk a little bit about these young guys, Villanueva and Perella in particular. I'll throw Franchi Cordero in, and I know we can add some others. But, I mean, just sitting here at the ballpark yesterday, they looked like they couldn't wait to get in the on-deck circle, and then they couldn't wait to get out of the on-deck circle and into the batter's box. They look hungry up there at the plate. I don't know how to quite categorize that, but they're hitting like they are.
Well, I think it's all comes down to confidence. Junior, you know what it's like, Tony, is when you – some days you don't want to leave that batter's box. You're like, really, right. Do I have to hit? Did they announce my name? It's something that we worked on 3 days ago with V, with his path. He was extremely late and made him cheat on every pitch. And, you know, Perella, he's just Perella. I mean, he just gets up there and he's learning how to get the ball in the air a little bit more, and he's excited and – I mean, these guys, again, you said the first word, they're young, you know, so they're one of those guys that ride the waves. If things aren't going so well, you know, they kind of, not necessarily mope around, but you can see their shoulders shrug a little bit and drop down. But definitely when they're hitting well, the confidence is there, which is nice. And I think it leads from every at-bat that's going on throughout the last three games and majority of the games this year we've battled. But when you're feeling good, there's nothing better. You want to run to that batter's box and get ready to hit.
We're here with hitting coach Matt Stairs for the San Diego Padres. Matt, you're an old school guy. I learned a lot from you in my year playing with you. How do you kind of mix the two of this new analytical crowd in baseball and, you know, the old school philosophy that a lot of guys in your era really came up learning how to hit?
Well, I think if at the end of the day, if you break down everyone's swing, it's the exact same on contact. It's just a matter of how you get there, you know. And everyone talks about the launch angle, and we thought about launch angle back in the day when I played, but we didn't call it launch angle. We called it drive the ball to the gaps,
right.
Backspin that and drive it to the gaps. And you know, now it's all come down to launch angle and exit velocity. And you know, back, we wanted to hit the ball as hard as we could. We wanted to hit the ball hard and far. I mean, that was the bottom line. And really, it's the English of the way you want to say it.
Right.
With the new era, you know, you can break down swings and talk about, you know, with Hedges today, we talked about a swing. We went back and watched the 2016 home runs in AAA, and first thing he noticed was, well, you are right. My elbow does go there. Well, really? Of course it does. I mean, that's one of the things where we talk about it. And it's when you think about it, I think, when people get trouble of the launch angle. And I'm not sure if players are really sat down and talked to about, you know, the proper way of doing the launch angle. I really don't. I mean, I know when I went into the Phillies last year as a first-year hitting coach, guys had no idea how to get the ball in the air properly. You know, so last year was kind of old school. We didn't have anyone think about that back elbow and lift. It was all, you know, kind of try to kill the shortstop and second baseman with the line drives, and what happens? You backspin that thing and it goes out of the ballpark. And that's what we called back in the day, driving the gaps.
Right.
You know, so you know, I get along with the
Yeah.
Pardon me, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say the one guy the Phillies had last year, that Hoskins guy, he seemed to get the idea of launch angle.
Yeah, he actually figured it out here at Petco.
He was unreal.
Yeah, he was. You know what? But he didn't think about it, though. It's guys that think about trying to drop that back elbow, and then all of a sudden I need to get that perfect angle going to the baseball. Well, three quarters of the time you're going to be late, and the other quarter of the time you're going to end up hitting a ground ball because you forget about your swing. You know, so I think the biggest thing is about with those swings is you have to have a short memory, and you really got to think about just taking the normal swing, and everything else clicks. You know, I get it. Trust me, I get it. And I understand them. Mac and I and Wash talk about it all the time. And I understand their approach. It's all about direction. That's the, you know, see a lot of different things, what they do in the deck and on deck and in the dugout and in the locker room. It's all about direction. But at the end of the day, I don't care if you're Babe Ruth or if you're or whoever's sitting now, your swing's going to be the exact same point of contact. It's just a matter of how you get there.
Before we let you go, I want to ask you about one player in particular who showed so much during spring training, continues to show off his power here lately. Christian Villanueva, what do you see in him? What makes him so special when he gets out there, especially against left-handed pitching?
He repeats his swing over and over. He has the same path. He has pretty much the same load with his leg kick and his hitch in his hands. The only time V ever gets in trouble, if he's late.
Right.
When he's late, everything rushes up. You know, you watch him take batting practice, and the ball, you know, comes off, you know, probably the top three on the team of exit velocity in batting practice and loud. I mean, he's got electric hands. Most home run guys, when they get their pitch, they don't miss it. He has been missing it. And, you know, again, Tony, you know how it is when your timing's off, your swing completely off, and it's not your mechanics. It's just, you know, majority of your timing's off. It affects your swing, but when your timing is on, Villanueva is actually pretty damn good, and there's not many guys in baseball that are better than him. And that's why you're starting to see walks. He's starting to recognize pitches because he's actually on time and being able to recognize pitches, and then he's getting the pitch, and all of a sudden he hits a home run. Like, I'll give you a quick instant. Yesterday he has all intentions of taking the first pitch. All of a sudden now he realizes that fastball is in a good spot to hit, and he reacted to it and hit a home run. That tells you how good his hands are right there.
You know what? I can attest to that because when I watched the replay of it, the contact was just in front of his front leg. That's not normal for a guy who's trying to, you know, get a ball out of the ballpark. That was clear that it was just a reaction.
Yep. The one guy that I might put
his hands against.
Yeah. That is the one guy that I might put up against Villanueva right now as a hitter is this Perella. I mean, I don't three hits a game is getting normal for him, and he's just hitting. Line, I mean, single, double, triple yesterday. Just fantastic. You must be having a lot of fun working with these kids.
Well, you don't have to work with a lot of these guys. I mean, a lot of these guys are so talented. You just go in there and you give them the little reminders of you know, where they can help them. And you know, I think with Perella, you know, I think he's a little frustrated because he's not getting a lot of balls in the air properly. The last three games, we've talked about, you know, the different way of taking the shoulders out and using more hands and generates more backspin. And he's actually been driving the ball, you know, close to hitting the balls to center field home runs. Just missed the home run to left field yesterday. You know, and it all comes back to where he has such a great pass. You know, and if you break down swings, he's another guy that repeats the swing over and over and over. And the only time he gets in trouble is when he tries to hit a home run. You know, and he'll say, I'm trying to hit a home run. Stop trying. It'll happen. When you try to hit home runs, it usually doesn't work. If you think about going back there, and that's where we talk about less is more, the less movement you use with your upper body, the more hands you use, the better bat spin you get on the ball, and the farther the ball goes. So, you know, it's look, he's hitting 325 with whatever, 7-8 doubles. You know, if he hits 5 home runs in the year and hits 45-50 doubles, I'd be happier than you know what. But, yeah. I mean, he's a great kid. He hits the ball extremely hard on a consistent basis. It's fun. When these guys are locked in, it's nice. And, you know, the big thing about young players is they cannot panic. If they go 0 for 5 or 0 for 3 games or 0 for 4 games, don't panic. Don't change anything because it's all going to work out. So it's been fun. And I think, you know, I think with the numbers that we've shown so far this year with the walks, I'm pleased. I think we haven't given a lot of bats away. And they're just, you can see they're getting more confidence every game they're going.